Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome, 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 welcome back, my friends. And if this is the first time that you've landed on Mission Accepted Media and Mission Accepted Podcast, welcome to the team. Welcome to the team, because once you come wise, you are going to continue to come. So here is a very cool thing. You happen to have landed on a group show. And so lucky us, we know experts in many areas of people that have taken the mission, and they all agree to meet at the same time on the same day. And you may not know how difficult that is, but it is. And we're so happy that everybody's here and available. These are busy people doing abundant things. And you don't hear me say the word busy very often, but let me tell you, these people have things going on. And not only that, but they are soulful in their business. They're going to talk about that today. They're going to say what it means to them. And I know you guys know what's coming. You always know I tell you how you're going to feel it. You ever said, like, don't tell me how to feel. Don't tell me how to think. I'm going to tell you how to think. And I'm going to tell you that at the end of this, you are going to feel purposeful. You're going to feel purposeful. You're going to see things different. And you're going to see when people do things differently. And these 5 people that are with us here today very much do things differently. And we are so happy that they are willing to share that, because it is a major part of who they are. And is a major part of their business success. And you can have both. You can have both. So Karen, you are a favorite over here at Mission Accepted Podcast. We love and adore you. Thank you for always being available to come back. And we want to ask you the first question, which is, please tell people, we know who you are, but please share with who you are. And if you love these people that you see here today, there's other shows that they've done. So go look in the archives. If you want to share with us a little bit about who you are, your business, and what creates a soul-based business? Like, what does that mean to you? And have you had to do anything differently to make that happen?
Great. Well, thank you for having me. I always love dropping in to see you, Deb. And you're always great at pulling such a great community together of people who are out there doing fabulous things, honestly, like just to make the world a better place. And I really love this topic. When I think of soul, I think of purpose and calling and values. And I know in my heart of heart, I was called to do the type of therapy that I serve clients with. And there's so many different ways of doing this, but my soul, my purpose, my calling was to create therapeutic conversations that just didn't float away. And I probably have lived this way for a long time. So when I had the inspiration to create therapy programs, that was at the soul. That's at the heart of my business. And that's what people have come to expect. Mostly because by the time somebody comes to my door, they want change and they need change. And then they turn around and get in their own way of making that change happen. So my measuring stick for soul for myself and my clients, do you know what you're going to do differently when you wake up tomorrow morning? And that just breathes through every conversation I have. So that is the heartbeat of my practice, my life, and that's my calling. So that's my soul business.
Well, if you were ever wondering what soul-based meant, you got it. What a great way to kick off the show. Thank you so much. And let's head over to one of my favorite photographers, which is Carmen. Please introduce us, tell us what you do, and same thing, same question, the soul piece. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Deb. And Karen, thank you. I'm going to play off of that because I love it. My name is Carmen DeVales, and I am an artist. I use my medium is photography and, of course, my voice in speaking. And for me, early on, so I'm a kind of a later bloomer as an entrepreneur, and I even from a nursing world and holistic nursing, though. So I'm like a blend of some of the great things from all different aspects of healing. But as a business person, and I'm learning all about the what to's, how to's, but the really important how to for me was how to tap into my creativity. Because we've said it so many times that we're creating. But how do I create? I knew how to create as an artist, but I didn't understand business as my palette, right? That's that part of my creativity. And that was really a turning point for me, definitely. It game changer all the way.
Well, and I think so many people can relate to that because, well, with many things to running a business, right? And that's one of the things we're going to dig into a little bit is how do you take that into your business? And honestly, how do you implement it into things like, oh, social media or finance or whatever, right? There's so many things to learn. Thank you for highlighting that. We're going to dig in a little bit. And Miss Melissa Heathers, screen queen today. This is that on fire.
That's been busy. But Karen, thank you for that. And Karen, I know you bloomed at the right time and divine timing because what you bloomed is, it's beautiful. Anyways, on that note, so I'm Melissa Heathers and I'm an author, visionary, media personality, and the executive producer of the book Crawl. It's a platform that helps authors step into visibility and as a thought leader through, you know, television, podcasting, and social media. But creating a soul-based business for me means building something that's aligned with who you truly are. And I'm aligned with authors and supporting authors. It's not just about making money, but it's what's meaningful. For me, I chose purpose and creating something that reflected my heart, my creativities, and values. Sorry.
I'm a bit emotional today. It's been a long day.
I just need authors to have that same belief in themselves, and I really want to give them the visibility so that they can see themselves as powerful and soul aligned and aligned with who they are. Yes. Sorry.
No, that's great. That's perfect. And look, I think that's the important thing about no matter what it is that you do and what that purpose is. It's like it can choke you up. Like it literally can choke you up. I'm sure all of us that have had that moment where that client had that turnaround, or you see one of your friends, because we get to work with friends and people that aren't friends yet. Really, that's the cool thing, right? Bizships. And you see that magical place. And sometimes the passion is so strong inside you that you just want to like, there's nowhere else for it to go but tears. I mean, it really is. It can really grab you by the throat at times. And, you know, ironically, that's when you know you're in the right place. If you're tired, you're in the right place. If you're choked up, you're in the right place. If you're tired, if you're happy, if you're exaggerated, if you feel stretched, if you're doing things you haven't done before, welcome to Taking on the Mission. You are on the right show. All right. And Ocean Baker, share with us what it is that you do, why you do it, and what was that soul piece, that making that mission for you?
Yeah, so what I do, I have my own clothing brand called Natsukashu Inc., which means good feelings and nostalgia, which I really wanted people to have that feeling when they wear my clothes. And that's why I chose that name specifically to fit what I was going for. And what I do is really put the two passions of mine, art and streetwear, into one line to showcase both things that, you know, I always wanted to do and really wanted to showcase into the world. And to keep me going and keep me motivated was really seeing people like enjoy it and like out in the day and randomly see somebody who's actually wearing it. So that's definitely what keeps me going and keeps me motivated. And that's what I really wanted my goal to be.
Nice, nice. It's kind of like you, Carmen, when you know that a piece of your art is hanging on someone's wall or ocean, when you see someone walking down the street wearing your clothing and knowing that it's giving other people some kind of pleasure, some kind of emotional attachment. I know that you both maybe have different businesses, but it's the same as creatives where you feel like it's a piece of you. It's something that you've created, and it's actually something you've created giving somebody else joy. And that it's giving, like you said, ocean, good memories and nostalgia. And that's why you picked the name of your company. And I think that's very interesting talking about the name of our companies or talking about some of the taglines that we do or some things as entrepreneurs. Those matter. And Karen, I know you're nodding your head because words matter, messaging matters. And I think that, looking into what it is you're calling your company, there's an alignment there that reflects too. So, thanks for sharing that, Ocean. And Liza, how about for yourself? What do you do? What's your business? And I know it's very soul-based, so I'll just let you take it from there.
Thank you, Deb. And thank you, everybody. I love listening to all of your journeys. I've started doing sessions, both one-on-one and in groups. In fact, Deb will be hosting one next month, where I help people return to a deeper sense of clarity and steadiness and calm, especially in moments when life can feel overwhelming. I'm attuned to a spirit guide, which I call Oriel. And I share the guidance experienced in that connection. And I use AI simply as a tool to format the words that come through.
Nice, nice. Very
and
beautiful.
A soul-based business for me is similar to everybody else. I truly feel that it is the deepest core of your essence. And I don't think it has to be one thing. It could be a various expressions of that throughout your life. Something that just gives you that incredible passion, as Melissa was experiencing and as I feel right now, in sharing it and helping others with it. And yeah, I've trained in healing and mediumship and in acting. So all of them to me and everything really involves healing of some sort for others. So that's what I focus on.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, now we're going to talk a little bit about the business part of it, because whatever we do, there is a business that's tied to it. That's how we maintain ourselves to be able to serve as many people as we do. So, Karen, I'm going to go back to you. As you were building your business and your mission was at the forefront, or your soul-based mission or whatever that meaning for your company was at the forefront, how did you mindset yourself? What was it that you had to do to be able to create your business strategy for success, but that being a major piece of it?
Yeah, so this is quite clear for me that my mindset in my deep belief that change is harder than we want it to be, that had to be the driving force behind all of the strategies and frameworks I built. And it keeps getting refined. But I think the commonality is like, let's roll up our sleeves together and get down to work to not just be sure that you know what some of the tools are you can use to manage any triggers in your day-to-day life where you will get in your own way and sabotage yourself, but at the same time, deal with the root causes. So I developed very clear assessments in the first session with people. And I developed really clear treatment programs that reflected that mindset that if somebody's going to hire me because they want change, I'm going to make sure they have the clarity and the tools they need to live as consciously as they can to get out of their own way. So over many years, I developed very specific programs that I customize with clients, but it always comes back to that mindset that we need that clarity of how and why we're getting in our own way and have tools that are accessible to us to be our go-tos. And that just lives and breathes through everything. And I know that's what's made me successful.
That's fabulous. I think that we hear about clarity in many different ways, but knowing that clarity, it sounds like it's almost the conduit of that soul-based decision of what's really important for you in your work. And keeping that at the forefront. And like you said, you refine it. And
Don't we all? As we were fine, we were fine. All right. And Carmen, what about for yourself when you're thinking about your business and your mission? Like, how do you implement that in a way when you're strategically laying out the goals that you've achieved or still want to achieve?
Yeah. Well, I've come a long way.
You've come a long way, baby.
I've come a long way from my initial objective, say, and mission. And it wasn't until I thought about a mission and then really, I mean, someone said, make it bigger, make it your moonshot vision. And I thought, what does that look like for me? And I had to like spend some time walking around in nature and all the things to have. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, my mission is to like foster a movement where creativity and presence and compassion and kindness are essential, like deemed as essential for human beings or and not as optional, right? And so I have that really big in front of me. And when I think about what projects I'm going to take on or what I'm going to do next or whether, and it's when I'm photographing nature, I'm just enveloped in this and in through every cell in my body, right? It is just a part of that. And I do a project every year and photograph this year. It's women, mostly young, but not all, who have been incarcerated and have a history of trafficking and of substance use. And I'm photographing them in their natural state and showing that beauty and that trying to show their journey. Right. And that means a deep dive and being present in that. And so whether it's in how I'm expressing myself in my words or through my art, it comes, that mission has to come through for me. It's such a part. So that's
wonderful. Yeah. And I love how you not simplified it, but simplified it for yourself in terms of these are the keywords. Right. So we do the same thing with us, but kindness is what you're deciding to participate in and also bring through. Like, you made some great titles for yourself that remind you that keep your own purpose. I love that. I love that. And I love that moonshot mission. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Now we're time another class. Alyssa, how about for yourself?
For me, it's about I have to have a shift first within myself and have like that transcendence so I could have alignment within myself so that my mission and call to action could be at the forefront. And that shift that I had has changed everything. My mission has always been simple, to help authors and entrepreneurs, but I didn't realize that until I had my soul alignment. I really want them to be valued for their wisdom that they carry and their missions that they carry and the decisions that they need to become cleaner, clearer, and on a different platform. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Really? That was really clear on, I think that's important. I think all of us can talk about that, how if we're here to shift other people, then something's probably come to our awareness, whether you call it a shift in yourself or a transformation, all of us become aware. And I think even when we talk about keeping it in the forefront of your business strategy, I think that, Carmen, you put it beautifully. It's like, and even for Ocean, I know our conversation, like, do you use that supplier or not supplier? Do you ask them this question? Do you ask them that question? Like, what is you? And having that shift in yourself allows you to be able to even maybe lay new and more groundwork in terms of being able to activate and utilize your soul-based mission, those things that are important to you and for other people to have. So, yeah, I don't know if you want to add anything on there, but I think that's super critical to have that shift before you, right? It's kind of hard to take people where you want them to go if you've not gone there. Yeah. All right, Ocean, for yourself. So you have this mindset of your mission, making people feel good and making them have that nostalgic feeling and good feelings, good times when they're wearing your clothes or watching your art or whatever it is. And how do you keep that in the forefront of your business?
Well, I always want to make sure everything's done with care, and especially for my quality. It is very like high, and it took us 2 years to get the quality that I wanted. So that's something that I do to make sure that it's forefronted. And sometimes people will be like, oh, sure, it's $99. And then they're like, oh, yeah, but like, go ahead, feel like the fabric and stuff. And then they always say, oh, it's really good and stuff. And then, you know, it's not a question. Right? So that's something I do to make sure that our have that in the forefront.
Yeah. Yeah. Hanging in there. And I know I was around those days, and 2 years pick up as the fire is a long time to keep searching when you want to build this business. Right.
Absolutely.
All right. And Liza, for yourself, same question. Same question.
Yes. I would say that because my mission at this time is to help people maintain that steadiness in their everyday life, and especially within this world that is so full of change and noise and distraction and technology and conflict, everything right now going on. So because that's in the forefront of what I want to create and help others with, it's definitely been at the forefront for myself. And so whenever I feel like I am veering off in some direction of I should do this, I need to do this, I got to do this better, I got to do it faster, I just bring myself back. Or if I'm getting distracted by things or something, I just really am sensing that better and more clearly, that I've got to bring it back into that place of clarity and coherence and streamline it forward.
Nice. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Look at what you guys are doing, all these incredible things, right? I think when people look at businesses, they don't know how much time and care goes into making sure that when those that impact is important to you, and that's what we call soul-based businesses, the dedication, right? Like, I'm hearing dedication. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hearing dedication, whether it's pulling back in and meditating, making sure, like, transforming yourself. Like, that's a big deal. Like, that's not just necessarily, you know, old paradigm, you know, round table conversations. Well, I need to transform. I need to shift. I need to make sure, right? It's usually like, what's your branding look like? And, you know, is it attractive and all those kind of things? So let's flip it. Let's flip it a little bit. So you all need people to help you get to where you're going, whether it's coaches or guides. I would say coaches, guides, therapists, counselors, suppliers, people that you're doing your printing with, people that you're doing your work with, people that you're all of it. We all have people that help us do what we do. So what is it like for you? Like, what do you look for in the services that you use and the people you hire and the products that you use in your life? How do you run that by that? So Karen, again, I'll go back to you.
Great. Thank you. I love this question. So two things, Deb, keep coming up for me, for my own journey, for my client's journey, and the team I surround myself in. It is commitment and comfort in being bold. So I don't give up. Maybe sometimes to a fault, I hang on. But I don't give up easily, and I want to be surrounded by people that have that same level of deep commitment, that we keep our eye focused on what we're trying to achieve and how we start off. It may, you know, weave back and forth. We can pivot and adapt, but can we keep our eye on what we're trying to achieve? You know, it took me 3 years to write this baby of a book. And yeah, I probably could have edited it for 3 more years, but the commitment and the commitment of people around me. But secondly, and almost I think most importantly, is the comfortability in being bold. And I work really hard with clients in my messaging that it's always non-judgmental, but it is so much the bold truth of what people need to hear. And I so respect that when I surround myself with people who do the same with me. I just believe strongly that we can hit that spot of like raw truth that truly sets us free. And I know that's a bit cliche, but when we can sit compassionately with the truth, that's where I think we all grow. And I surround myself with that, and I deliver that, and I see it happening every day, how powerful that is.
Wow. I think it goes back to that whole red truck thing. When you buy a red truck, you see a red truck, and when you make a decision to associate with or purchase with or play with, then that shows up. So thank you. You said it much more elegantly. But and Carmen, what about for yourself in terms of who you need to be able to do what you do? How do you play your, you know, how does that work for you?
Yeah, I can say again, I come a long way, Deb.
You have come a long way. Yeah. You've been hanging for a while, right?
Yeah. Yes. And I think before I would look at, well, who's going to supply the needs I want? What do they have to say? Now I look at a word that I heard you've used so many times is solidarity. It's like, this is, yes, it's a simple decision. However, I look at things exponentially. And then what? And then what? And so, yes, there are those somewhat simple decisions, but I also look at, like, well, what are they looking to do, right? And is that in alignment with me? And then I also want to know, are they willing to not play it so safe? Can we ask, what if? What if? What if this? What if that? And think about some of the more bizarre, odd answers and go, well, maybe, you know, because that's where magic is made, right? And so when I'm looking now, depending on what level, right, what level, that's who I'm looking to play with.
Well said. I got nothing to say to that other than a big smile on my side. That's awesome. You know what that reminds me of? It actually reminds me of me and Ocean went to go get our tattoos. And we were getting different tattoos, but similar tattoos, and they went together. And so he wanted to have a tattoo when he was younger. I'm like, hey, that's going to be your 19th birthday. Go do some research. And he researched. And then he came up with this guy, and we both looked at it. And before we went and got our tattoos done, we went and met him. We went and met him and said, like, what's your energy like? Because, dude, you're putting your energy, you're putting your ink on our skin. You know what I mean? And then he wanted to get a little creative. And he's like, oh, your wave could match your wave. And it could turn into a heart. And that was cool. That was exploratory. But he had good vibe. He had good energy. He wanted to meet us. We wanted to meet him. And it wasn't like we were doing a whole back or a sleeve that he was going to make a lot of money from, right? It was, you know, two bands. And that was exactly why you reminded me of that, of how important for me the energy is who I play with. And then can you build from there?
Yeah. I'm going to just really fast add something, Deb. I met you a year before we started working together. But see, I never forgot, right? I'm like, I never forgot. It was just the right time when I was ready to take that next step. But I didn't forget about you because I'm like, oh no, that's my space right there. I know that. I just need to be ready or almost ready and then do it anyway.
I'm ready. Thank you so much. Melissa, over to you. What are you looking for? So I'm going to look for you to get through this question without getting emotional. I really, really do try to look for alignment and integrity and, like Carmen said, energy. You know, skills, they do matter, but character for me matters more. And when I work with a service provider, I want to know they care about excellence and communication, a bigger vision, not just the transaction. I look for people that are heart-led and dependable and take pride in what they do, like Mission Accepted 262. People who bring solutions and people who understand that how you do something matters just as much as you do. With products and service, I'm drawn to quality and intention and authenticity. And I love supporting business and humans where you can feel the human heart behind their brand, which I feel here and with all of you entrepreneurs. I did it without crying.
Well, it is a soul-based conversation today, so you can pretty well do whatever you like, sweetheart. All right. And Ocean, over to you. Who do you look for and what do you look for and what's important for you in terms of who you're hiring to help you do your work?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about hiring to do, help me with work. I mean, vibes is always the most important. You know, that's vibes is with everything, you know, even with clothes, you know, you want to have a good vibe. You want to have a good feeling with it. And people, obviously, you want to surround yourself with people you like spending time with and people who help you go forward, not necessarily, you know, cause you stress and push you back, to be honest. There's been a couple of those people in my life that has caused me too much stress. So you really want to have something in your life that's important to you or that keeps you going and keeps you motivated to get out of bed every day.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. And Liza, yourself.
Well, I just say ditto. I mean, I'll say what I think myself, but it's pretty negative from what you guys all said. You know, what's really important to me is consistency and integrity. And none of us are perfect. And I try to offer that also I haven't worked with a lot of people in this. I've been doing a solo thing. I've been posting videos online, sharing the guidance there. Some private sessions have started now through that. And I've been doing lives online, so interacting with people and sharing the guidance in the moment. But now that I'm going to be moving into more group sessions and different things, it is just about really aligning with people who you just have that vibe with, like Osho was saying, and that you just, that communication is so important. This, the clear communication, reciprocated, and really supporting each other to go forward.
Wow, beautiful. I mean, I think like Ocean said, you said vibe, and you know, Carmen, you described it well as well, like the word solidarity about when we exchange. So if I'm sitting there in a conversation with Karen and Karen's needing something, it doesn't necessarily have to be a collaboration in relationship to you help me and I help you. That's beautiful. Holding space for somebody is beautiful. Like that is an exchange. Holding space, and to all my organizers who hold space or people that hold space, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? But I know that if I help Karen, Karen's going to help them. I don't know them. She may not know them. I don't know all my them. Do you know all my them? We all got like probably 40 angels hanging out. I don't know them, but or the people that I'm going to meet, right? But there's something about that exchange that's super powerful. And, you know, same as with Liza. I mean, I met Liza. I was pregnant with Ocean when we met, and I was teaching aromatherapy in her massage course, the course that she was taking. And we're like, hey, how's it going? And, you know, then we massaged each other for a month forever until we decided to not do that anymore. But that's how, you know, that's how long that's been. And there's been lots of healing going on all years. And it's interesting even for you how now that's changed into something different, right? So it's a really beautiful thing. Anyways, we're going to wrap up. And I love this question that we're going to wrap up with, because it's about what would you tell? A lot of people come into Mission Accepted to meet you, hear about you, and then learn from you, and then want to continue that learning. So what would you tell an entrepreneur who's starting or seriously restarting? Because there's lots of restarts that we do, or we shift missions in our businesses partway through, or Ocean changed the name of his company 2 years through. I still have some other merch with different name, but like we make changes as we grow. What would you say for them is one of the best ways for them to keep their business soul-based? Like what are some of those fundamentals that might be easy or not easy to do, right? Not easy to do. Karen, I'm going to start with you.
Great. Well, thank you. Great. Another great question. So here's my thing on this is when you take a step back and think about what you truly believe in, like who you really are, what you believe in, what you actually want to create with your business, right? And you align what you do with that passion and your strong beliefs about, yeah, what you believe in, what you want to offer the world, how you want to make the world a better place. Let that be your compass. Let that be your direction. You will fill in details and maybe make some modifications along the way, but staying true to what you truly believe, that is your guide, right? And then not, you know, not so much to worry about the profit and the numbers and the money. Oprah said years ago, do what you love and the money will follow. And I believe in that. So yes, of course, we have to pay our bills. We have to make money. But I just believe in that. Follow your beliefs. The money will follow.
Right on. Right on. I hear making the right decisions based on what's right for you, right? Oh, my goodness. And Carmen, what about for yourself?
Boy, I do love the easy solutions here. So I will just say, I think there's a lot of noise, right? Noise outside of us and a lot of noise going on in our heads, too. And for me, the answers are already there when we're thinking, what about? The answers are there. It's a matter of stepping out in nature, right? Walking, taking it easy, taking some breath. I mean, I'm looking, I've got like 20 house plants here, so I may have overdone it, but I've got a lot of nature around me. That makes me happy. And I feed them and I water. And then like the answers land in my lap because I'm not thinking about it. They're there, right? They're the best answers come when we're not forcing it to happen, when we just allow it to happen. And so however that is for you to take, maybe you, I have some like little cards that I read for daily inspiration, whatever it takes to get a little bit grounded. do that every day, not just sometimes, but like every day, just a little bit. That's the best advice I have.
I love how you surround yourself with things. Like for you, it's plants. For me, I always say it looks like a Tony Robbins garage sale. I've got everybody's books. I got your books and all that kind of stuff. I have all that here and it just continues to reflect back. But I love how you use that, those visual pieces as well. All right, Melissa.
I seriously can't prop myself crying through this episode. It's the energy here. It's so soul-based. But
I would say for entrepreneurs starting out, begin with truth. Like ask yourself, who am I? What do I care about? Who am I going to truly help here and build from that place? Don't build from comparison or fear or trying to copy someone else's formula. A soul-based business isn't about being perfect. Clearly for my responses today is about being real and letting your story be that part of you and help you build your brand and letting your values shape you in your business and letting kindness be a part of your strategy as well.
I love that. I love how you talk about guidance, because if someone is new or they're making a new shift, right? They've decided to restart because what they're doing isn't vibing or working, whatever you want to call it. That's why people are dialing in to listen. If you hear someone speaking today, call them. You know, I say counselors, guides, coaches. You know, sometimes you can't go internally because that's never been your way of doing life. This might be a new concept to you. Or you are nervous because you built a bit of a business. Now you're in a restart and you don't trust yourself, right? You didn't do it right the first time. We'll say that it was all divine, but you were just in university. People forget that you're an entrepreneurship university. So you probably, most of you have an MBA that are on this right now. But here's the thing. Your gut trusted enough to guide you to the right coach, trusted to bring it to the nice show, to the right book to fall on you. Like sometimes your advice is going to come in ways that you didn't know, right? So sometimes you don't have to be able to follow on the inside, I think, and know all the answers, but you might find someone that's like, I'm going to coach here. I get a coach here. I never knew anything about this or branding or whatever. And I think that also can be a tap in, like your intuition or your, how can I say it? When you put it out there, it doesn't necessarily have to come back to you with a full business plan for the next 5 years. It can be just direct you to the right person as well, right? So I love that. Thank you so much. I really shook that up. Okay, Ocean, you're talking to a new entrepreneur or someone who's restarting and they're wondering like how one of the best ways to be able to keep their mission alive in their business and also stay alive as an entrepreneur, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I always say that, you know, step by step always helps, and doing something even a little every day kind of pushes it forward and keeps you more motivated than before. That's something I really believe in that can really help somebody keep going and starting a brand all over again. And, you know, because we changed our names and we had that. But it's always a point to keep going little step by step. I kind of, that's how I think about us, what I truly believe.
So I know that you got excited at 12. You really started your business at 15, but didn't launch to 19. What was one of the things that kept you going for 4 years?
Well, it was because we were doing each little things every day, right? It was like, next week we're designing that, and we're going to talk to that person who's going to get us to this. But because we kept doing little things each time that got us closer to it. So that really helped us a lot. Keep motivated.
Very cool. Very cool. And Liza, you're going to be wrapping up this party, but don't leave yet, podcast listeners and viewers, because I have an even better question. All right. So for you, in talking to entrepreneurs, you've been in this world, you've been an actor, you know what it's like to put yourself out there. You still are an actor, but you know what I mean? All the additions and otherwise. So what is one of the best ways that you can tell somebody to be able to keep this soul-based mission that we've just told them to do, to keep it at the forefront of their business?
I also agree with the checking in with yourself each day, whether that is meditation, whether it's 5 minutes of sitting quietly, whether it's music or dancing or walking in nature, whatever it is that you can shut out everything else and listen to yourself is crucial. And there was one other thing I was going to say. Well, through that, to listen to your own discernment as to whether a direction is in fact pushing you too far, whether it's your own pushing or someone else suggesting or supporting, but it's just too much, to listen to what is true for you. And a little push is good out of the comfort zone, but not to any place of, you know, just too much anxiety or whatever. We have to maintain our own health as we go along with this.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we are going to completely shift. We have poured into people. I am sure that they are feeling very soul-based, even if they don't know their next step. And I'm pretty sure that they know then what their next step is. So I kind of want to clear that. Liza was talking about some of the things that you can do. And one of the things that I love, absolutely think is one of those highest vibe things you can do. I just did two nights ago. I went to a concert, listened to some incredible music, did some dancing and all the things. So look at, you know, there's a famous saying, like, if you want to live successfully, if you want to live like someone you hear, read the books they read, listen to the music they listen to and all of that. So let's share with people the music that you are loving and getting into right now, because you guys have just shared a ton of beautiful information that's really success-based on so many levels. So, Kara, you're going to look it up. You want to give me a few minutes?
No, I am looking at this because I'm like you. I am a huge music lover. That's why every chapter in my book starts with a lyric. So I'm flipping through my book. But the byline to my book was, you know, learning to live again. So I love Foo Fighters. I have a tattoo as well. I don't know if I can show it here. It's time.
Dedication.
Yeah, it's times like these. We learn to live again. And that's the Forrest Gump feather underneath, because there's a big thing in the book I believe in too about Forrest Gump. But times like these, we learn to live again. And I love that lyrics. If I look it up, I'll see the whole song here. But it doesn't matter. The spirit of it is like, we're always rebuilding. We're always learning. It's never too late. We always want to keep growing. And yeah, I think there's so many fabulous lyrics out there, but that's one of my favorites.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Carmen, who is it? Who are you gigging to? Who do you love?
Okay, so my top one is going to be Let It Be, the Beatles. Let It Be. Right. Love that. That's one.
Now, we could have figured that out, right? You got that done.
But a surprise, I listened to the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter when I really want to get moving. So that one speaks to my soul, too.
Awesome. All right. Melissa, who are you listening to? What are you loving?
Well, like you on Friday, I was out at an 80s party, and I'm going to bring some soul humor here for Ocean and Strike Pose by Madonna. It's what I was going to do this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so 80s music, is that what you're saying?
80s music.
All right. And Ocean, how about you? Who are you digging to and who you love it?
Well, I mean, I have so much people, different kind of people I like to listen to, so many different genres I like to listen to. And if we're going old school, I'd say one I've been listening to a lot, I don't know why, but Is This Love by Whitesnake is something that's been stuck in my head. I don't know. That one I've been really listening to a lot. I say that one for now. Or I Want You to Want Me by the Cheap Trick. That's the
Cheap Trick.
Yeah, that's I like that one.
I heard theirs was open for heart, but then they changed. But yeah, Whitesnake's pretty cool. Let's bring back some memories. Let's bring back a certain attire that we all used to have. All right. Eliza, who are you getting to and who are you loving right now?
Well, I have a playlist of basically classic rock favorites. So there's just so many. And
you better pick one. You're on your way to a flat island and you can only take one song with you. What are you taking?
Well, I'm terrible with that. I'm terrible with the title.
The band. Give me the band.
Well, I love ZZ Top.
Okay. ZZ Top it is.
And a modern one, I love Benson Boone. That one song he does, I don't know. That just makes me crazy. I love it.
All right.
So there you go. We ended with some really great music, listeners and viewers, for you to take a good peek at and take a listen and have like a nice dance in your living room. I always say the best place to dance is your kitchen, because no one's going to come and bother you. They're going to be like, crazy lady's making dinner. So thank you so much for sharing. And thank you so much for sharing from the heart. This was a completely little bit of a different podcast where you're really sharing something that is a very important piece of who you are, as well as something that has helped build, you know, businesses, some of you several businesses. So thank you for being with us today, audience. We absolutely love and adore you. We expect you to come back next week. I'm just going to put it out there. This group of people are people that you want to be sitting with. It's called sitting at the right table for the right reason. So reach out and say hello. So thank you. We'll see you next week. If you think you need to be sitting in this chair, you know, this is not difficult. It's devdrummond.com. Just go there, have fun, travel around the pages, and you'll see at the bottom of at least half of them a way to reach us and say, I have something to say. It's important, and I want to be sitting there doing that. So thank you. Thank you, my guests. It's amazing. And as well, audience, I always end with this, and I always mean it. I want you to be well, and I want you to stay groovy. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.